Back now with Day to Day. In Texas, high school football is serious business. The pressure to win is incredibly intense. It makes for great drama.
What you need is awesome methylamine, and you need to stack it with boldenone.
Okay, well, is this going to show up on a drug test?
That's from the NBC show Friday Night Lights, which follows a fictional Texas high school football team. It has its season finale this evening. In the show, one player turns to steroids when he's told he may not be big enough to make it to the NFL.
All right, how much?
300.
A month?
Try a week.
In real life, the state of Texas is trying to stop steroid use among young football players. The state Senate just passed a bill to create the largest mandatory high school steroid testing program in the country. Texas Senator Kyle Janik, who's also a doctor, co-wrote the bill.
What we're trying to do is first determine how big a problem this is in Texas with a random sampling of all UIL athletes. Secondly, we're putting educational materials and requirements in there so that the coaches and the parents and the students understand the dangers of steroid use.
The UIL, or University Interscholastic League, runs public high school sports in Texas. They'd help oversee the random testing of student athletes. Andy Todd joined us earlier. He is a football coach of the Hillcrest High Panthers in Dallas. He's also been an assistant coach, a lineman on a state championship team, and a college player as well.
I really don't see that it's that big of a problem. People speculate on things a lot, but I haven't personally seen it be a major effect anywhere.
You don't have many players using them at your school, you believe?
I don't believe any players at our school is using.
Now, what Texas is talking about doing is to test players, and if they test positive, a player would be forced to sit out of competition for 30 days. Will that fear of not being able to play in a game be enough to get players to stop using steroids?
I think the fear of not being able to play could be a great deterrent. I don't think that it would stop someone that is going to use those anyways. They'll always be somebody trying to break the rules, but in my opinion, I think it'd be a great deterrent.
The program that Texas is talking about would test about 3% of student athletes. That doesn't seem like a very big number. Is it possible that some of the players could still be using steroids and just never get called up for testing?
Well, anytime you do a test that's not 100%, there's a chance of numbers getting by, but not knowing what 3% is going to be, you've got to come up with a percentage that you feel is feasible.
How might this new plan possibly affect your team? What if you wound up in a situation where you get a false positive the day before a big game and all of a sudden you were out one of your players? What would that do to your team?
Well, I mean, that's probably the biggest issue with the legislation right now is there have been cases where there have been false tests and things have gone all the way to the courts at the pro level and things like that. What it would do at this level is yet to be seen because we're still all in the infancy of it.
What do you think of the plan? Is this the best possible way to get players to stop using steroids, or might there be other ways that we could go about doing this?
I think education about steroids is probably the most important thing. I think that this is a good plan to be talking about. But I don't think I don't know that the testing is the best way to end the use of that.
Coach, do you think that the testing program is actually going to work? And is there more that needs to happen here?
I think that this policy can have some effect, but is it the best policy? I don't know. That's yet to be seen. I think the best part of it, though, is that it's getting in the public eye that it's an issue that we need to have debate and at least focus on.
It's going to cost a lot of money to do this testing. Is this the best use of funds as far as you're concerned when it comes to student athletics?
Well, you talk about education overall, and is it the best use of money? Probably not. I can see plenty of arguments that all the money that could go into testing could go into computers for the classroom and things like that. I think there's some validity to that argument, but at the same time, it is an issue that needs to have some steps taken.
Andy Todd coaches football at Hillcrest High School in Dallas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.